And if I can make it there, I'm gonna make it.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another installment of Sheridan TV. My name is Johnny, and as always, thanks so much for being here with us today. Today is Tuesday, May 22nd. We are joined by Mr. Sheridan today, chatting a little bit, continuing on with his summer portfolio. Talking about calendars today. It's Tuesday. If you have questions, go ahead and plug them into the chat box under the video box, and we will get to them. Mr. Sheridan.
Good morning, Jack. Good morning, everybody. Hello. And today is Taco Tuesday, or in the options trading community, Calendar Tuesday.
You got it.
And we talked last week about having a summer trading plan. And we talked about on that trading plan, we were trying to get everybody going, get them working hard this summer on the craft, on some of these short-term strategies. And so we're going to do Tuesday, some type of calendar or iron condor, and then Thursday a butterfly. And we had a pretty good response on folk. We said if we get enough people interested, we will have a we'll do this together.
Yeah.
One loving family. We'll do it together. I'll do it with you.
One love.
The summer trading plan.
Yeah.
We'll try to come up with a reasonable price and product, and to do the Tuesday, Thursday summer trading plan. We got pretty good attendance. And over the next week or so, we'll kind of make a determinant if we're going to go ahead with it. We'll keep you posted. But if you're interested, just send John at SheridanMentoring.com or Dan at SheridanMentoring.com an email. Say, hey, I'd like to be included in the summer trading program. And we'll let you know we'll try to keep it reasonable, but it would be during the summer, June, July, and August. That would be 12 weeks. We'll do it with you. We'll hold your hand, rub your belly, and do it with you. So today we'll just talk about that, just Tuesday, the double calendar is what I'm looking at today. You say, why? Why not maybe an iron condor? Because the volatility is a little bit lower as we get into the 12s or 13s. Today we're 12.98. I would consider doing the double calendar. And again, if you look at the market here, as far as what's going on, we basically had a pretty good rally the last 7 or 8 weeks. And as we've moved from the 2600 level to the 2750, we're only about 4% off the all-time highs on January 26th. So we're still in this 2600-2800 correction environment. But because the range has kind of narrowed over the last 8 weeks and we started moving even more up, it's kind of take the, you know, the we basically had a correction environment range started from the end of January, beginning of February, 2600-2800. We're still within that, even though we're popping up towards more the upper end of that range, 2736 right now, but the VIX was for most of the last 3 months 15 to 25. And now we're kind of settling down near 12, kind of pre-correction environment VIX levels. Why? Because we've been more range bound and going up, right? That's it. Less big candles than we had through a lot of it. So with that being said, I'll just look at a kind of the trade. I just put this on. And so here would be the trade, dear Johnny. I'd be doing a double calendar trade. And I'm going to sneeze for Then always sneeze before trading.
That's right.
It's very important.
It's the only way to be successful.
Yeah, you can't sneeze and then. For some reason, Johnny, do you see my mouse? It's like you gave me only this much room to pull it. And I feel like you're cutting me off. Unless the cord is being.
It's your legs.
I'm cutting, so my leg is doing it. Okay, so I'm blaming my leg. I blame Johnny, and we don't have a leg. Okay, so now that I have more room to move my mouse, we have more flexibility in trades. It works that way. So buy double diagonal, buy a calendar. I'm just going to buy two calendars on. Again, why am I looking at this? Volatilities are a little bit lower. It's a short-term trade. It's a 10-day, 10-day a double calendar. And I'm looking at selling the June 1 expiration. Excuse me. I'm looking at selling the June 8th expiration. And I'm going to buy the June 22 expiration. I'll just set it up for you and then I'll explain it. So I'm selling the June 8th and I'm buying the June 22. So my my short options are going to be 17 days from expiration. My long options are going to be 31. I'm buying the June 22, selling the June 8. My longs will be 31 days from expiration. My shorts will be 17. The strikes on the call side will be 27.55. And the strikes on the put side will be 27.10. All right, so here's the trade, and let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. All right, so this is the trade. It's a double calendar. What does a double calendar mean? Well, if I said double ice cream cones, two ice cream cones. So two calendars. So we'll be setting up a calendar at the 27.55 strike in the calls, in the 27.10 in the puts. Green line is the expiration graph with the SPX currently at 27.36. So our call side is going to be approximately 20 points to the upside. And our call side is going to be about 26 points to the downside. The VIX is 12.99, so in a lower vol environment, you're not going to get as far out on your short strikes as you do if the VIX was higher, but you'd rather do it when it's lower. So that's where it is. The cost of this is going for around, it says mid price is like 19.05. I just bought it about 15 minutes ago with the price basically here, or maybe a point and a half lower. I paid $18.95 on a live trade. So that's about $1,900 with the index around 27.3480. So we're just, you know, a couple points, less than a couple points higher. And that's the trade. And you, so my deltas are just a little bit long, a little bit under one delta long. My theta is 17 because the options I'm selling, I'm selling the June 8th expiration. I'm buying the June 22. So my June 8ths are going to decay quicker than my, and faster than my June 22s. And as long as we're between the short strikes, 27.10 and 27.55, I'm going to get positive decay generally. And that's how you make money on these things. My Vega or volatility risk is 173. That just means if the volatility of each option goes up a point, which it usually doesn't. They'll go up fractions of that. I could make $173 extra. If the volatilities go down a point, each of them from their respective levels, I'd lose $173. Why is that? Because I'm buying my options in June 22 expiration, so I'm buying more time premium than I'm selling in the June 8th. So if the volatilities go up, I'm long more time premium, and that'll increase, so that's good. If the volatilities go down, that will shrink the time premium levels, and I'm long the ones with the most time premium, so volatility comes down, I'm caught holding the bag with the longer time premium. So that is the trade, and I think what I'll do is maybe put something on the blog as far as a little bit of risk management on this, but I just want to give you a taste of what we'll be doing in the summer series.
Perfect.
Summer series together. So I'd encourage you, just email John at John@sharedmentoring.com, Dan at sharedmentoring.
I'm making a list.
And we may, in the next 2 weeks, as we get near June, do the summer series together.
Yeah.
And I would send an email to everybody telling you what I thought would be a format to keep the price under control, but yet be a fair price. I will keep it under $1 million per student. I promise you.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed under $1 million per student. But it will not be at $1, right? So it'll be somewhere between $1 and $1 million for you. The only other thing we can say, maybe John can let him know about the Chicago seminar. And John, go ahead. Any other things? And I'm going to think of a trivia while you're telling him what's going on, and then futures class tomorrow with Mark. And
oh, yeah. Stuff. Yeah. Oh. Perfect. Okay. Futures right. class. You know what? I don't think I have a link on the public site. I'll put that out. I'll put that up for you guys today. But we'll definitely give you an email for, we'll definitely give you an update on that. Yes, tomorrow, 23rd, 1 o'clock, Mark will be doing a free webinar on futures. He'll be actually launching a new futures course, so you will not want to miss that. If for some reason you're not already on our email list, send us an email, info@sharedmentoring.com. We'll make sure to get you onto that mailing list. And let me show you as well. If you guys just scroll down a little bit here, you'll have you'll see the banner here for our two-day Chicago Options Seminar. There's literally only a couple seats left for this event now. So if this is something you've been thinking about, you can get a nice little breakdown of who the speakers are going to be and their topics here for the 2 days. There's going to be a dinner boat cruise on Thursday night, which is awesome. It's definitely an incredible 2 days of education and kinship. You would not want to miss it. The only other thing to chat about, if for some reason you didn't see it, Dan just finished an awesome course, hot off the press. Credit Spread Trading in 2018. It's an on-demand course. Just wrapped it up. Dan and one of our mentors, Jay Bailey, both contributed to this course. You can, again, come here, learn all about the class, what was discussed, and go from there. Anything else, Mr. Sheridan?
Yes. Awesome. Now, as we're getting ready for the next Godfather movie.
What?
That is coming out.
What?
Soon.
When is the next Godfather coming out?
I'm not telling you.
Okay.
So the question is, in the movie Godfather.
1, 2, or 3?
Doesn't matter. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Just answer the question.
It doesn't matter.
So here's the question. Here's the question.
Mario Puzo's Godfather.
And this is an A and a B. Right. Now, the other thing is, whoever answered the questions correctly last time.
Okay.
You look at, they're done.
They're banished.
Because if we have like a mafia expert. Yeah. Right. So here's the question. In the movie Godfather, and I'm really not sure which one, so sure. It doesn't matter. It
doesn't really matter.
In there.
Yep.
There was, Marlon Brando took under his wing a young singer. And he was trying to nurture, help him out.
Yep.
The question is this. What was the name of the character of the singer, the famous singer? Marlon?
So I can say the name, the act.
Don't say anything yet.
Don't say anything. Okay.
You say a word. The name of the character.
Okay.
A.
And oh, okay.
B.
Perfect.
Right. So now you know.
Okay.
B. Now you know why you shouldn't have said anything.
That's right.
B. Who is he supposed to be in real life?
Okay.
Now.
So the act, we want the actor and the character.
We don't want the actor. We want the A, we want the character.
Okay.
What was his name, this famous singer, in the movie Godfather?
Perfect.
Not the actor's real name, just what was the character's name? And B, who was that character? What famous singer was that character portraying?
Okay.
In the movie.
Sure.
All right, so now we've got an A and a B. I'm looking for specifically the character. A, what character was he playing? And B, who was that character supposed to be? What star singer?
Yes.
All right. It's an A and a B.
It's a two-parter.
All right. So, any answers?
Yes.
First of all, let's start with who's the character?
So, the character is Johnny Fontaine.
Johnny Fontaine is the character that Marlon, now I think they portrayed him as like the godfather or something of, that he was like his.
Correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The godfather. Yeah. Okay.
Correct.
Johnny Fontaine. And of course, Johnny Fontaine was Frank.
Big Frankie. You got Frank. It. That's right.
So who, should somebody get Johnny Fontaine and Frank?
Guest 1144. Good job.
So wait. Now, do we know if guest 1144, see, if they're going under the world, see, that's why it's sure to mention, well, I don't like this guest junk, right? You got a name.
We want names.
Your parents gave you a name, John Ferruccio or whatever. I don't need this guest stuff. So guest, if he won it last time, because he's got to give you the name.
It's true.
Right? Well, you're not going to send it to guest 1144.
That's true. 1144, so, shoot me an email, right. John at Shared Mentoring. We'll see if he's won
guest,
before. As long
as guest, and they can't lie because we got to send it somewhere.
That's right. It's got to go somewhere.
So Johnny Fontaine was based on Frank.
That's the rumor anyways. Yeah, the whole story of the, you know, your brains or your signature will be on the contract. You choose which one.
I think he did a decent job. He kind of played that.
Oh, he did a great job.
Hey, you got to help me out, you know.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's the part where they wouldn't give him the gig.
Well, right. It's the band leader story.
They put the goat in the bed.
No, the horse head.
The horse head, same thing. They put the horse head in the bed.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
That was unbelievable. Then he got the job.
Waltz. Yeah, I mean.
How do you not get the job?
Yeah, well, you know.
All right, folks. So we've got a couple things going on.
Yep.
A week from Thursday. You know, if you're in the Chicago area, you can come for 1 or 2 days. Let us know. We'll work with you.
If you're in the area and you don't come, that's
you're nuts. I mean, it's a great seminar.
You need to seek professional help.
And even if you know, if you're out of town, we got maybe 3 or 4 seats left.
Yeah, like 3 or 4 seats.
I guarantee you, it'll be the best 2-day option seminar you've seen. It's not like, you know, infomercials. This is pure meat, 13 different speakers, and you know, it's a good thing, you know. You're laughing.
It is. Because John D goes, Frank never sobbed like a little girl.
Yeah.
You can act like a man.
That's a good point.
He's smacking him around.
Yeah. Frank would be rolling in his grave. Yeah. There's no way he would sob over.
That's right. Over a lost part. Yeah.
All right. And again, email right after the segment today. John at Shared of Mentoring. Dan at Shared of Mentoring.
I've already got a couple emails. Thank you, folks.
Yeah, I'd like to participate. If Dan keeps it under $1 million, I would like to participate.
Correct. As long as we can. Yes.
Summer short-term series extravaganza. Awesome. Where we do this together. We become a bond.
Absolutely.
We become like the familia.
Yes.
This will be like the Sheridan Irish Mafia.
Wow.
Familia. One last thing. Do we know when the new Mafia movie's
coming? No, I don't have a date yet for the Irishman.
What do you
mean
you don't know? Well, is it called The Irishman?
It's called The Irishman. Yeah. But there's other movies called The Irishman too. That's what makes it kind of difficult to track it down. But
I mean, and this is like the legends of mafia, right?
This is going to be some of your best of mafia. I mean, I will
mafia
be in it.
Mafia actors of all, who are like the top three you would say in this?
I mean, it's going to be
Ray
Liotta. It's going to be Bobby
Pesci.
De Niro,
Pesci, De Niro.
Or and Pacino. So the four, yeah.
I mean, well, yeah. I don't see how you get any other legends that.
I don't think so. Everybody else is dead.
Everybody else is dead. All right, folks, have a wonderful day.
Yep. We appreciate you being here.
From Johnny Fontaine to you. Have a good day.
Yes, yes. Thank you much, folks. We'll see you on Thursday. Appreciate it.